Welcome to all of you to this conference of imams and ministers, Muslim and Christian local leaders. My name is Richard Cheetham. I am the chair of the Christian Muslim Forum and also Bishop of Kingston, serving here in London. I'm very grateful indeed to the Archbishop of Canterbury and all here at Lambeth Palace for kindly hosting our events today so generously, and to all of you for coming here to what I hope will be a very fruitful and productive day. This event has been organised by the Christian Muslim Forum in partnership with the Mosques and Imams National Advisory Board, known as, I'm sure you know, as MINA. And we're very pleased to have the chair here, Maulana Shahid Raza, and we look forward very much to hearing from him a little later. And it's also been organised in partnership with Churches Together in England, and Reverend Mark Fisher, just here on my left, again we will be hearing from a little later. And I'm very pleased and encouraged by the partnership that has been brought together here and all that is represented in this room today. The Christian Muslim Forum has been working for nearly 5 years. It's been very ably served by our director, Julian Bond, who is sitting here. And I'm also very pleased that the former chair of the Christian Muslim Forum, Bishop David Gillett, is able to be with us today. The aim of the Christian Muslim Forum is to stimulate good links and understanding at every level in our country between our two faiths, and especially perhaps at grassroots level. Over the years we've run a large number of events, both at national level, for example one recently last year in the city looking at Christian and Muslim understandings of finance, and one more recently again here at Lambeth Palace, looking at the issues of the environment, which involved Christian young people and Muslim young people. And as well as those national type events, we run a lot of local events, including weekends for young people, women's events, and as I know many of you here have experienced, the imams and ministers' residential events, which many of you I know have attended. The building of good relationships and understanding between our faiths is, as I'm sure we're all aware, hugely important in our globalised, plural and very volatile world. Fragmentation, misunderstanding, fear and the like are extremely easy to generate and produce. On the other hand, communication with real integrity, common action and hope are much more difficult, but literally vital, that is life-giving, for our world. And I think we are very much engaged in the latter of those two activities in our work today. Today we're building very much on the experience over the last 4 years of several imams and ministers' residential meetings which have taken place, and we are looking to build on that